Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series brought to you by My Cost Segregation. Today we cover the Tax Relief Act of 2010. This law was signed on December 17, 2010, and it did something that had never been done before in the history of bonus depreciation. It set the rate at 100%. Full first year write-off, not 30%, not 50%, 100% of the cost of qualifying short-lived property deducted in year one. This was a major moment. Let me put it in context first. By 2010, bonus depreciation had been through several rounds. It started at 30% in 2002, it went to 50% in 2003, then it lapsed, came back at 50% in 2008 for properties placed in service that year, and was extended again in 2009. The economy had been struggling since the 2008 financial crisis. Congress decided to do something bigger. The Tax Relief Act of 2010, sometimes called the Tax Relief, Unemployment Insurance Reauthorization, and Job Creation Act of 2010, added Section 168K5 to the tax code and expanded the bonus rules. For qualified property acquired after September 8, 2010, and placed in service before January 1, 2012, the bonus rate was 100%. 100% means you deduct the entire cost in year one. Nothing left to depreciate in year two, year three, or any year after. The deduction happens now. This also applied to certain specified plants under Section 168K5, but the key thing for most property owners is the 100% rate on equipment and short-life components. For property placed in service in 2012 and 2013, the rate was extended at 50% under a later law, so the 100% window was specifically 2010 and 2011. After that, it stepped back down. Now here is why this was a step change for cost segregation studies. A study identifies your 5-year, 7-year, and 15-year components. Before 100% bonus, even 50% bonus meant you had significant remaining basis that depreciated over the regular class life. Half today, half spread out over 5 or 15 more years. At 100%, that mass changes completely. All of the short life basis goes in year 1. There is no tail. If your study found $400,000 of 5-year and 15-year components, and 100% bonus applied, you deducted $400,000 in year 1, from those components alone. The entire 39-year building basis is still on the slow schedule, but the short life portion collapses into 1 year. For a taxpayer in a high tax bracket, that kind of front-loaded deduction could mean hundreds of thousands of dollars in tax savings in year one. The time value of that cash is enormous. The 2010 law also extended the 50% bonus for the prior year, 2010, for property that did not qualify for the 100% window, and it added the specialized plant rule. This law was comprehensive. 100% bonus did not become permanent in 2010. It was a 2-year window. It came back at 100% under the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017 and stayed there through 2022. We will cover that in a separate episode. But 2010 is where 100% was first established. It was the proof of concept that Congress later expanded. That is the Tax Relief Act of 2010. It gave us the first 100% bonus depreciation, delivered the largest first-year deduction in cost segregation history up to that point, and set the template for what bonus could look like when Congress really wanted to move the needle. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. For more on how the 100% window affected studies from that period, see the Authority Library in your report.